It's true that all the men you knew were dealers who said they were through with dealing every time you gave them shelter. I know that kind of man. It's hard to hold the hand of anyone who's reaching for the sky just to surrender. Who is reaching for the sky just to surrender. And then sweeping up the jokers that he left behind, you find he did not leave you very much, not even laughter. Like any dealer, he was watching for the card that is so high and wild, he'll never need to deal another. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. And then leaning on your windowsill, he'll say one day you caused his will to weaken with your love and warmth and shelter. And then taking from his wallet an old schedule of trains, he'll say, I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. Now another stranger seems to want you to ignore his dreams as though they were the burden of some other. Oh, you've seen that man before, his golden arm dispatching cards, but now it's rusted from the elbow to the finger. And he wants to trade the game he plays for shelter. Yes, he wants to trade the game he knows for shelter. Oh, you hate to watch another tired man lay down his hand like he was giving up the holy game of poker. And while he talks his dreams to sleep, you notice there's a highway that is curling up like smoke above his shoulder. It's curling just like smoke above his shoulder. You tell him to come in, sit down, but something makes you turn around. The door is open, you can't close your shelter. You try the handle of the road, it opens. Do not be afraid, it's you, my love, you who are the stranger. It is you, my love, you who are the stranger. Well, I've been waiting, I was sure we'd meet between the trains we're waiting for. I think it's time to board another. Please understand, I never had a secret chart to get me to the heart of this or any other matter. Well, he talks like this, you don't know what he's after. When he speaks like this, you don't know what he's after. Let's meet tomorrow if you choose upon the shore beneath the bridge that they are building on some endless river. Then he leaves the platform for the sleeping car that's warm. You realize he's only advertising one more shelter. And it comes to you, he never was a stranger. And you say, okay, the bridge or someplace later. And then sweeping up the jokers that he left behind, you find he did not leave you very much, not even laughter. Like any dealer, he was watching for the card that is so high and wild, he'll never need to deal another. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. And leaning on your windowsill, he'll say one day you caused his will to weaken with your love and warmth and shelter. And then taking from his wallet an old schedule of trains, he'll say, I told you when I came I was a stranger.
Are you looking for a place to meet like-minded people? Perhaps you're a light worker looking for a safe place to share your thoughts and services. we've got a place for you, intuitalks.com. Join for free, post updates, blogs, create and join groups, buy a website, a radio, or class package. The possibilities are endless. Join the All Spiritual, all under one roof network, www.intuitalks.com.
Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for being here tonight. I'm excited because I have a new friend, and she's on the show tonight. Her name is Kim Conrad, and I'll tell you a little bit about her. She's a dynamic and inspiring example of what it's like to make it through anything. Having rebuilt her body and her life three times, spoken personally with over a million people in her 30-plus years of business, combined with her master's in psychology, Reiki mastership, theatrical background, wordsmithing, and love of play with a purpose, her coaching, presentations, and seminars are fun and life-enhancing at the same time. Kim's creative works in writing, performance, photography, and jewelry design are honored to be part of the archives at the National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington, D.C. She's a contributor to Chicken Soup for the Soul's bestseller, Recovering from Traumatic Brain Injuries, and author of her award-winning book, Vice Versa Verse, inspiring twists on how to view your life and fill your soul, that has been called refreshing, profound, and engaging. Kim has been called a pioneer of language, and her voice a healing medicine. And, of course, I will mention this a few times. You can find Kim at kimconrad.com. So let's bring Kim on and see how she's doing.
Good evening, and a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for being here, Kim. I really appreciate it. So, I mean, I kind of have a lot of things to ask you, but let's begin by talking about, if you don't mind, your brain injury and how that, you know, changed your life, probably maybe for the better. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, gosh. I call it hell on wheels and the opportunity of a lifetime. It's a chance to reorganize unlike anything I ever would have been able to do otherwise, I think. I've talked about it. It's like all the bricks of your house fall to the ground. And like with anything, depending on how you are with it, is what you can make of it. And how your body will actually follow your lead with how you are with it and remake itself in the image of what you think, feel, speak, and so forth. So when all those bricks fell down, it was the ability to decide what bricks I wanted to keep and what I did not want anymore. I found that any patterns that I wanted to change beforehand, I needed to change in order to really get well. There are so many things that I could share. There would be this too. I found that a head injury, you can't understand it because what you use to comprehend and understand is what is injured. So as I improved, then I could understand it more. And when it was taking 6 months, a year, 2 years, it was unlike any other injury I'd ever sustained or I knew anybody had sustained, like a broken leg or an injury to an arm or a ligament, where you can say, oh, 6 months, whatever, 5 weeks, You know, you'll be able to get up and walk around. And I found myself getting quite sad at one point that it was taking so much longer. And I said, okay, so hang on. What are the advantages? Can I find any advantages and values and benefits to it taking longer? What I came up with was that if I had healed very quickly, in other words, basically didn't have much of an experience of having the injury or the process of getting better, I likely would have continued to have a lot of the same challenges that I had already had. Taking longer, I had the opportunity to reexamine, reevaluate. For me, it's like the difference if any of your listeners do any sewing of any kind, or you can look this up. It's the difference between a basting stitch and a back stitch. And a basting stitch is where you go forward. You continually go up and down, and you go forward through two layers of fabric. You baste things or temporarily hold them in place. And it's great for that, but it doesn't last a long time. And it's not a very solid, sustaining stitch. A back stitch is where you go forward and then you go back like half of the stitch before it, before you go ahead. And then you go back a little bit to strengthen and you go ahead. I found that to be very much like the healing process, in that it's stronger, it's more resilient, more exponential results when we allow ourselves to do back stitches and re-choose again for much greater healing than likely would have been before.
Right. Well, that makes complete sense. Would you say that without this injury, that perhaps you wouldn't have, we hear, Kim, about people having injuries and suddenly they can do something that they didn't do before, like speak a foreign language or something like that. Does this all have? Yeah. So, I mean, you are a visionary. You've got this. I bought Kim's book, which I urge everyone to get a copy of this because it is absolutely fantastic. As I mentioned earlier, it's called Vice Versa Verse, and I'm going to actually ask you to read one or two passages from that, Kim. But I noticed that, did you notice that you kind of had this new, talent or enlightenment from this injury?
Great question, and I know that happens with a lot of people. What I think it helped me do, I was born with a lot of the gifts that I have, which were not comfortably received in the environment I grew up in. And, we're all in earth school. We've all got our stuff. And with the head injury, my goal was to come out better than I'd ever been before. I mean, if I'm going to go through all this, invest all the time and the money and the challenge and hardship and unknown, becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable, and really learning to embody where I was heading or bring the magnificent future into and out of the present, if you will. My goal was to become better than I'd ever been. And I even interviewed practitioners. There was an acupuncturist that I remember interviewing to possibly support me. And I said, my goal was that I come out better than ever before. Would it be possible that he could support me that way? He honestly shared with me that he just wasn't able to go there. And I said, fine, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I moved on to other people that could hold that and embody that with me. The first sign of being better than I'd ever been was at 2 years out, and I began all of a sudden typing faster than I'd ever typed with tremendous ease. It was as if I didn't need to think about it. Another thing that happened, I've always had a great sense of humor. My dad and I would play and dance and wordplay back and forth all the time. And I realized at 3 months that I didn't have my sense of humor. When I realized that, for a moment I had shock, and then I actually got grateful because the fact that I realized I didn't have my sense of humor was a huge step forward. And I remember actually putting my hands on my head and connecting with my body and my brain, going, okay, come on, everybody in there, come on, develop my sense of humor. We're developing my sense of humor. We're developing my sense of humor. And could feel my body begin to align with that. And I know how it felt for me, and it'd be whatever it is for you, but I could feel my body shift with the real anchored determination and choosing that I was doing. And in about 6 months, I began to have my sense of humor. It took about 2 years, I think, before I began to see glimpses of my intuition. And now it's, gosh, May, it will be 13 years out. And beginning, I don't know, a year or two ago, things had continued to get better and better all along. And now I think, and I can't tell you if it would have happened without the head injury, what I can say with the head injury, there's a lot of other support and other exploration and other choosing that I would not have done without the head injury. And my ability to really have a greater in-depth understanding of people's experiences and challenges is much, much more extensive. And the depth, I think, now to which I can even read the energy in the field, because we are our living information. So the information about us is living in our field. And my ability to read it and feel it and be able to speak to it or about it in support of others has become quite remarkable, I think.
Yeah, that's just amazing. There's a saying, Ram Dass said in his book, Be Here Now, he said, you have to keep an open heart even in hell. And I think that's basically what you've lived, Kim. To go through what you've gone through and to, you know, which was hellish, I'm sure, and to come out the other side and still have an open heart and all, you know, all of what you encapsulate is just, to me, it says it all, you know, I mean, in terms of keeping your heart open through these hellish experiences. Now, on your book, on the back of your book is a picture with Desmond Tutu at the Global Healing Conference in Bali. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, it's amazing that you've spent time, first of all, with him, and that you are actually a dame. And so can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's start with the Global Healing Conference. I've had visions ever since I was little of coming to be a part of this time. And that's been a greater go for. Whenever hell happens, or I think Ram Dass has also called it fierce grace, whenever challenges happen, and they often sometimes come in packages of more than one, when they happen, it's just important to have something, if you can, connect with something that truly for you is greater and bigger, a calling, a reason that will give you access to the capacity within you to find the grace to be and become better than ever before through anything. And one of my phrases is, how can you create greater value than any cost or challenge? And when we begin to ask ourselves other questions like this, we then often gain access to things we might otherwise not see. So, ever since I was little, I knew I'd come for this time. I belong to IONS, the Institute of Noetic Sciences. I got invited to this global healing conference in Bali, and I've been invited to a number of other, but I wasn't drawn to go. And likely most of us, if we listen, we get to, I need to call this friend for some reason, or I need to go here for some reason, or can't tell you why, but I got that going to the global healing conference had to do with getting ready and being part of this mission that I came to be at this time. So here I am. My schedule was open. I could go. And I arranged a way to get there, and it turned out that a friend I knew would be in Singapore when I stopped, and a friend of mine gave me a driver to connect with, so I was being picked up and taken care of in Bali before I even got there. I mean, I knew what I was going to be doing. And a whole lot of serendipitous things unfolded, which I won't go into all the stories, but it was rather amazing, even serendipitous, that I ended up being invited to sit up on stage with the kings of Bali, the princes of Bali, in the chairs where they greet the world leaders, along with a few other people. Don't know. But it happened, and through following where I was called to go, when I was called to be there, I got asked to open closing ceremonies with one of my writings that is in vice versa, a verse called All Things Conspire. And I had this really wonderful, amazing opportunity to connect with Desmond Tutu, who is just a brilliant, powerful, caring, insightful, tenacious, vivacious man. And from my perspective in meeting him and knowing him, and I supported a lot of his youth that were at the conference, just a real gift to our world, and it was a gift to spend some time with him. So I invite, whenever you have those knowings of somehow, some way, you're supposed to do this or call this or explore that just be willing and have an open heart, if I may. I take a little further than I've heard it taken before. For me, we are cells of a larger being, okay? Whether you want to call it the planet or the universe or whatever your perspectives are, we are cells of a larger being. And we all have hearts. It's now scientifically being shown that likely every single one of our cells thinks too. So why wouldn't every single one of our cells also have the resonance, at least, of a heart? And what I've found when I work with people and we talk about and we practice becoming the heart field, that heart resonance of every single cell of our being and all the spaces in between, it really expands this experience of heart and actually becomes a stronger field. So by with an open heart, it's not about being vulnerable to being hurt. It's really about expanding the power within. So it gives us greater access to our own knowing, to the choices we're to make that are really of value to ourselves, others, and our world, and to actually taking better care of ourselves and being taken care of, because our field is that much more integrated, coherent, strong, whatever. So that's the answer to that. You want me to move on to about Dame?
Yes, please.
Okay. So actually, I hadn't thought about this before. That also is me, the result of me listening and going where I got that I needed to go. I belonged to Colorado Independent Publishers Association because of publishing my books. And I knew somehow that I had to go to this meeting. Meetings are once a month. I had to go to this meeting. And I was available for it. So I had to go, so I went. And I was going, okay, so I wonder why I'm here. Something hasn't really rung yet. somebody I knew stood up and spoke about this Women's Economic Forum in New Delhi, India. I could feel it in my bones and every cell in my body. I went, okay, that's why I was supposed to be here. So I found out about that conference. I connected. I was invited. I spoke to the head of the conference. And I was invited to go to this conference in New Delhi and speak. And I got, I was supposed to do this. I offered a topic called The Power of Words to Change Our World. And then they asked me to speak on another topic called The Chemistry of Leadership. I get there. There were 1,600 of us from, gosh, it was 100 and something countries. It was the largest collaborative meeting that really felt like a new world to me up until that point. So I do this conference, and I'm drawn to step out into the hallway at one point, and I meet somebody else I know who then invites me to go in and hear another powerful speaker who became my coach. And I did not know she was a dame because you have to be nominated. So the best answer that I've ever given when somebody said, what's your business? What do you do? And the best answer I've ever given is, my business is making a difference. And I mean, that can be in the supermarket. It can be in my business. It can be, my business is making a difference. And my coach got to know me and watch this unfold. And unbeknownst to me, she nominated me and then told me after she'd nominated me. It's an extensive process, application process. Took about a number of months. I was finally accepted. It's by the oldest order of the Knights Templar organization. It was an honor, totally unexpected. And I joke a little bit, and I say, as long as you don't take the E off of Dame, I'm fine. And I one time had somebody say to me, and I'll do my best to describe this because people can't see me, is they visually went, you know, did they take a sword and tap you on each shoulder? And I said, yes, and as long as they don't take the sword and go sideways, I'm fine, you know.
Yeah.
But it was this extensive becoming process for me to really walk into and deepen what I was already becoming, to deepen even further who I came to be and what I came to do and who I am in this world. So the result, I guess, at least in great part, of following where I knew I had to go and listening and walking through whatever I needed to do and supporting myself to become whatever I needed to become to do the best that I can do with the contributions that I'm shown to make.
Right. It's such an honor. Wow. So, you know, Kim, that you are making a huge difference in the world. And what would you say to people that think that they haven't found their purpose or purposes in life? What would you say to them?
Well, I'm going to start out with something, and then I may pause and see what else. What I found with myself is there may be a lot of questions about not fulfilling purpose. I don't feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose. I can tell that it's not completely here yet. And that the likelihood, and I've done a lot of research on gestation, birth, and all kinds of stuff, and work in my own personal development, that the likelihood, even if you can't see it yet, because it's not blossomed it's maybe a plant that's coming out of the ground, but you can't really see it well enough yet, or it hasn't blossomed yet enough to say, oh, that's it. That pretty much most of us I've found so far, and this may sound kind of out of the box, but the likelihood is that when you're really listening to what's right for you, to walk through whatever is Earth School has come up to help you become who you really came to be, and there's all different ways to reprogram our personal programming too. But the likelihood is that you're actually living your purpose in many more ways than you know. And I would invite, and this may sound simple, and other people have talked about it, but what are things that you naturally do, that you enjoy doing, that are easy for you, that you likely think that everybody else can do it because it's so easy for you? And I'll relate this to me in terms of some depth of understanding the gifts that I was given, which is helping exponentialize them in value to myself, others, and the world. I was talking in sentences before I was a year old, okay? And I was given a gift by the woman that introduced my parents to each other a few years ago. It was after the head injury occurred. And she told me that these gifts of intuition and sight and all kinds of stuff were very visible from the moment I arrived on the scene here. And nobody had ever said that to me. And it really struck me. I went, wait a second. All of these things that, and I've certainly had challenges with my gifts too and learning how to appropriately work with them to really support the person in front of me. I ask questions now, you know, I've got, and I'm not attached to having to need to say something. You know, would you like me to share what's coming or not? Or, you know, I can flow a lot more with my gifts. And the other story that came to me again a few years ago was given to me, and it really struck me. I was in nursery school, and again, I was talking in sentences before I was a year old. And I'll see if I can describe this visually enough on radio here. There was a little girl that was in class with me, and she would pull her mother's skirts. She would be behind her mother and pull her mother's skirts around her face and hide behind her mother's skirts coming into class. My dad came to pick me up one day, and he said to the teacher, "How's so-and-so doing?" And the teacher said, "Oh, Kim has it handled." And he said, "What do you mean?" She described me hiding behind the little girl, pulling the little girl's skirts around my face, just like she did with her mom, in the posture of the little girl behind the little girl. And somehow she became okay.
Ooh.
My dad asked me on the way home, "So what'd you do, play the little girl?" And I said, "No, I was playing her mom." So at 3-4 years old, I had taken the energy of the mother, put it behind the little girl, and whatever else I did or knew at that time, I unraveled things in a way, or we unraveled things in a way, or the universe supported us in unraveling on things in a way, that the little girl just became fine. And I would likely invite, if there's anything for any listeners or anything that seemed natural or stuff you loved to explore as a kid, your little genius, you might call it, that loved to explore as a kid. I mean, little genius is a wonderful phrase used by a coach of mine. That there's things, or even things that you would go to do and people had problems with it. Not that it was destructive in any way, but you had a gift and maybe not everybody was so comfortable with it at that time. You know, what really calls you? And the likelihood, because I've run my own businesses for 34 years too, the likelihood, and it's very helpful sometimes to have a coach to help you see things you don't see yet. I have coaches throughout my life that you can create and become and have and live your calling. Because right now in our world, become comfortable with being uncomfortable. We must, as many of us are willing to do so, step out and become the greatness that these great challenges are asking us to find and be. The greater the challenge, the greater the greatness within you have access to finding and becoming. Mm. We have the capacity to do this, or we would not be here.
Right.
And,
right.
And if I can share one other thing, I will share this. In regards to that, we're all miracles. I think the number is like the odds of being conceived as 1 in 400 trillion, which is like a big number to wrap my brain around. We're in the womb of the universe, okay? And there is something called fractals, which is the geometric patterns that replicate themselves from a small level to a large level. There's also evolutionary patterns that replicate themselves from a small level to a large level. So in the womb, in the human womb, we go through 4 crises. Crises 3 and 4 I can map onto what's going on now in the womb of the universe, if you will. So in very broad strokes, we're being asked to come into our hearts. And the heart starts out above the head, comes down, and then the body wraps around it. We are being asked to come from the heart of every cell of our being, and even the heart and truth of the divine cosmic intelligence of the universe, if you will. Okay. And the 4th crisis is where the baby, the fetus, turns upside down and goes on its head, in most cases. So the whole world turns upside down. There's a lot of things now where we used to think we were all separate, and now we're finding out we're really all connected. I mean, all of us living and breathing in the same room or on the same planet have really become part of each other. So there is no them. There's only us. And for any of you, any of us, for me to be talking, you to be, us to be talking, and all of your listeners to be listening, we made it through those 4 crises. So my invitation would be this, that simply to allow, listen to where you're drawn, go learn, act, add your voice as much as strategically and keep learning along the way, and know that your cells know how to make it through these times because we've already done it. We've already lived it in our own womb where we were born from. And now it's time to be the voice and help it come, thrive it through is another phrase I use. Because breakthrough and all kinds of stuff have other connotations. I like thrive it through. Doesn't mean you don't have difficulty, doesn't mean you don't get pissed, doesn't mean you don't cry, doesn't mean, but you don't have to live there. And you can allow yourself to feel and move forward with what Ram Dass would call fierce grace. And then be a phoenix rising along with the rest of us. So we can all thrive it through these enormously challenging times.
Wow. That was very well said, Kim. Now, would you give us the honor of reading perhaps one of your favorite passages from the book, which I'm hopefully promoting well for you here? It is Vice Versa Verse. And it is an award-winning book. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Thank you. What I would like to share here, and maybe we share it at the end too, the physical copy, the soft cover, and ebook links are on my website at kimconrad.com. And a little caveat in regards to the soft cover book that comes with a CD of 16 recordings to 16 different tracks of music, so you actually get to hear performances that I've done around the world. And my voice has been called very calming, adds clarity, et cetera, et cetera. That if you're in the continental United States, then I invite you to order the book directly, the soft cover, from my website. If you are outside the continental United States, then I invite you to please go to Amazon.com and just put in the search field Vice Versa, V-E-R-S-A, Verse, V-E-R-S-E, and you will come up with my book and order the soft cover book through Amazon if you're outside the continental United States. Just because they get involved with the international shipping and all that, and that makes it viable to get it to you that way. The other thing, I guess, if you want to Facebook, it's Kim Conrad Visionary, facebook.com, Kim Conrad Visionary. You can do that as well. But that's a little caveat about my book, which would be important if you like the soft, if you like a book in your hands and a CD to play. So, do you want me to read something?
Yes, please.
Okay. This one that I'm getting to share is called The Risk Taker. And that can sometimes even be getting up in the morning, as well as being on a radio show or whatever. It can be making a call. It can be trying a new diet. It can be whatever, whatever. So this is called The Risk Taker. How much of a risk taker are you to sail on as yet unknown seas and swim in uncharted waters? To risk, to say hello, to touch your heart that has been waiting all this time while your brain took care of you, unknowingly getting you ready to risk the adventure of a thousand feelings. Being fully connected, living whole as an alive, holy human, arriving home to yourself after a long designed isolation, arriving home to the wholeness that has always been patiently waiting until you were ready to experience being remembered. You are the one you have always been waiting for. We here on earth are the ones we have always been waiting for. And this world is the one we have always been waiting for. The time of rendezvous has come. All of our hearts and all of our souls are being remembered. The pain to sustain feeling dismembered is now greater than the birth of being remembered. So risk, risk. Just choose to risk. Just choose. What if all you need to do is choose and be remembered? And know that when you choose, we all are remembered. It's time. It's time because we are an idea whose time has come.
Wow. Kim, that was absolutely beautiful. Do you feel, you know, because I've read the book, and like I'm suggesting anyone listening to the show, please get yourself a copy because it is full of, you know, awakenings within yourself. And I mean, it's just absolutely necessary for our soul, I think, to read these passages. Do you feel that sometimes you are channeling? Because I noticed your voice changes when you're reading the work.
Let me ask you a question. What do you mean by channeling?
I mean that you're perhaps channeling your higher self, or, you know, bringing through another, you know, maybe another side of yourself or something from beyond.
Interesting. My awareness, and I can certainly understand why you're asking the question. My awareness is that when I'm given the space, and I'm doing it again, and I can also talk in all kinds of funny ways too, okay? So, but when I'm given the space, I feel into the field, and I kept tuning in and was feeling your shifting and maybe even the field itself and collaborating in the greatest constructive presence that I can be, that I'm designed to be, to bring about the words that are coming right now, the greatest healing, wholing possible. So I think it's more to my greatest awareness right now that I feel into the field and I speak into I becoming the words and the words with the field and the field with the words so that we can all dance together as much as possible with the greatest resilience and capacity as possible to become the greatest possible. I think that's what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I was going to say, Kim, that because a lot of what you bring forth in the book, it is all about, you know, coming together, realizing who you are and realizing your own power in, you know, daily life and, you know, in the universe. And, you know, this show, Supernatural Radio, is often about psychic mediums and things like that. And when I asked you to sign my book for me, it took you about 10 seconds to come up with a wonderful passage. And it was almost like a reading to me, Kim. So mm-hmm. I wonder, how do you do that? Because what you wrote to me was so in tune with who I am, and you didn't even really know me. So I just
I have this gift, and I'm still searching for how to explain it too. What I feel, I think it's what I did with that little girl. I feel into the field, and there are words that really align with what I'm sensing, and words that don't. And maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe I even ask the field to, I receive the words that the field has to share with me, maybe, I don't know. I do have this gift. And I will say to your listeners, it might take a little bit of collaboration on our part, but if indeed you live in the continental United States, and if and in when you want to purchase a you purchase a soft cover book, I will offer your listeners to do the same thing. So what we would do for that is you would email me from the website, and we would arrange a time to rendezvous via phone, and I would get to feel you for a moment and ask you just a very simple question that I ask anyone who I sign their books, because for you, I got to feel you because we'd been talking, and I was therefore able to write something that fit, and it even amazes me sometimes how on it is. I mean, you've even had somebody go, my husband passed, and he always used to say that to me.
Wow.
You know, so it's a gift that I have that seems to really make a big difference for people. And for your listeners, whoever wants to buy a physical softcover book and lives in the continental United States, because Amazon doesn't want me signing my books, they just want me to ship my book to them without making anything in particular in it. So email me after you order the book, and then I'll be happy to arrange a few minute phone call, and I can personalize your book with a message and then send it off to you. So that would be lovely. So that, at the moment, I just have this gift, and I go into this place of listening with the person. And from that place of listening, I then come to knowing what to write.
Right. Could you, because I love the way you read the Risk poem. Would you please read another one, Kim, so we can just, you know, I just love it. I love your voice.
Oh, okay. And The Risk Taker is one of the recordings. It will be, of course, read to music, so it's a little bit, but The Risk Taker is one of the recordings. Sure. Happy to. I just happened to open the book, And I'm happy to read if you have one that you'd like me to read. I'm happy to do that too. The one that I opened to was called Expression Declaration 2007, which kind of piggybacks on some of the stuff you were saying, which happens. There are some instructions in the front of the book that on how to hold the book and connect with the book, and then a way to open the book, and if you follow those instructions and really let yourself do that, then you will end up with something that fits. It just seems to happen that way too.
Right.
So does this sound okay? Expression Declaration 2007?
Yes, please.
Okay. The soul in me reaches high for stars as not yet met, to sing in songs I have not yet known. Feeling the expanding music of my heart with new strings still being strung, living in full tilt with arms wide open, receiving my soul-lution, S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N, soul-lution written memos, my seeds next to be sown, so that I reach all my stars and sing all my songs, being shown in what direction to look and which light to focus on, living this path I came to be so long ago. O song of my heart, sing now, for it is time. Time to be here, to be fully, freely, and auspiciously shared and expressed. Express now fully in all following moments until the end of time.
So beautiful, so beautiful.
Thank you.
Once again, this is Kim Conrad. You can find her at kimconrad.com. And the book where she just read from is Vice Versa Verse. It is an award-winning book, rightfully so. It comes with a CD and Kim, I haven't listened to the CD yet, but what is on the CD? Some of your some of the poetry and also some of the events that you've spoken at?
It is actually, there are in the very back page of the book and in the ebook as well, there is an entire track listing. And what it is 16 verses from the book that are spoken to 16 beautiful tracks of music. Some of you might know, Pachelbel's canon is the angel spoken to Pachelbel's canon. And then there's others that I think you'll also love that you may not know yet. So it's 16 different verses, some of which I performed around the world, like The Risk Taker or Being For or All Things Conspire. And it's about a little over 30 minutes worth. And people have shared that it's a very healing, relaxing, even though it's not like doing exercises or activities, you end up feeling, or many people do anyway, feeling more clarity, more relaxed, less stress, and so forth.
Right, right. Well, you've been called, your voice has been called a healing medicine, which is a huge compliment. And I noticed that, so you're also a certified trainer with Mike Dooley and his Infinite Possibilities program. What is that about, Kim?
Basically, it's Mike Dooley, and he sends out emails from the universe and has a very fun, unique, insightful way of really a platform of really getting thoughts become things, choose the good ones, is his phrase. It's infinite possibilities, which I think there's many, I think the universe is even all about that. It's infinite possibilities, and that we've all been given various forms of challenges along the way. And how do we really come to greater awareness to reorganize what's in our field, both within ourselves and what we currently call outside ourselves, so that we really have access to, attract, able to receive greater and greater possibilities and joys for our life, and to have fun along the way, or what I call play with a purpose. He does that a lot.
Right, right. Okay, so I wasn't familiar with Mike Dooley, but that's interesting, very interesting. Is there anything that you would like to talk about, Kim, that we haven't addressed tonight?
Oh, gosh. May I respond in kind to say, are there any things that stand out from your readers? Excuse me, not readers, well, readers and listeners. Do you have anything that really stands out, any challenges or anything that has been a frequent topic at all that I may...
The people that are in the audience right now, I think that we are all sort of geared toward, really getting to our higher purpose. And, you did address that. But, I mean, also, Kim... There's a caller right now, so let's see if this caller has a question.
Okay, and then I did think of something as well. So yes, please, the question.
Okay. Hello, Skype caller.
Hi. I'm taking my call. I read the lady's profile. What kind of question can I ask? Or can I ask a personal question?
You can ask. Kim, our guest, a question about, I guess, anything, Kim?
Well, I mean, what's going on for you? What would you like to ask? I would think it pertains to just about anything.
Yes, yes. You have a very interesting profile, and I'm going to like to read your book. On the other hand, yes, ma'am. I have a question. Relationships are really important, really important to us. And I don't know if I just want to send out think positive. I just kind of a little bit nervous because I have a friend mail who's going to give me a surprise this day, I believe. And I'm a little bit nervous that it's still going to happen. Because he has a very his personality is a little bit like Will Ferrell.
I'm not quite understanding. Kareem, you can go ahead and repeat to me what the question is when she gets it.
Okay. She's saying she's nervous about an upcoming meeting with a man. So address. Yeah.
May I ask what country you're from?
USA, Colorado.
Oh, you're Colorado? Well, hi, so am I. There's part of me would like to ask you some more questions, but I don't want to take the time up for this. So if you're nervous about meeting a man, just really make sure to do and know what takes care of you. You know, is it that you meet him, I don't know whether you've met before, that you
yes.
both drive separately to the restaurant, wherever you meet, so you have complete choice as to what's right for you.
I'm going to ask him to make you sure. I know him. We've been talking dating.
Oh, okay.
And
so what are you nervous about then?
About having a date, because he said he's going to come unexpectedly to visit me. And I'm like, okay, don't do that. Come pretty far.
Ah, well, then you have it's okay to set boundaries for you that work. That you may want to know more about that, or it may not work for you at this time. To know that it's perfectly okay to share what works for you and what doesn't. And then you get to watch whether he honors it or not, and whether he asks questions in return, so you can co-create what works for both of you, not just for him. Does that help?
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. Well said.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Just listen
thank
to you.
Yeah. That's really good advice. Thank you for calling, caller. And, okay, so what I would like to know, I guess what, you know, like I said, most of my audience is into, you know, what I mentioned before and all that. So, you know, we all have challenges, Kim. All of us have something that, you know, makes us angry or heartbroken. And I guess I would say how... You know, and I actually did talk to you personally about something that bothered me, and you gave me a perfect answer that made so much sense to me. So the things that bother us, Kim, how do we, you know, and that they just won't go away, you know, whether it be a friendship or a lost lover or it's something like that. Kim, how do you deal with that? And you kind of already alluded to that, but I mean, how do we feel okay? Like you obviously have overcome those, you know, challenges.
It doesn't mean that doesn't still happen. There's a multitude of answers, and I also want to put on the plate that I realized something about living our purpose. So if you can help remember that too after I answer this one.
Okay.
So Groundhog Day, I think is what you're referring to, right?
Yeah.
So if we can really watch the barometer of dealing with what is and noticing what we're making it mean, because we make up our minds, literally. We make it all up, a lot of it, okay? There is what happened, and then all that other stuff that we make up. And there's various things. In most cases, if not a lot of cases, we can learn from what's going on, watch how we're responding, what's triggering us. There's I work with myself and clients. I use tapping or emotional freedom technique. I use Psyche. I use a lot of other things so that we can become more aware and release that cord or that attachment to whatever that emotional or whatever that script is that's running us, whatever that programming that usually starts many, many years ago, and unravel it so we're not run by our stuff as much anymore. Then there's also things like I knew a woman that had been sexually abused by her biological father, who was being let out of prison. And she was going to have a whole bunch of physical choices to make, as well as internal ones. That's a very different ballgame, where your safety and your well-being and a whole bunch of stuff is up. So it can go from one end of the spectrum to another as to what actions we take inside ourselves, outside ourselves, practical, etc. And it doesn't mean that I've been to hell and back again. I've rebuilt my body and my life, like you said, three times, and the head injury is the last one. And the way that I add humor to that, which sometimes helps, without using humor to escape learning or processing. But adding humor, I said, you know, if I created or co-created this life, I designed it as a research project and I decided to get an A in adversity. And I'm done with that research. Thank you very much. new research, utilize the research. Great, but I'm done with that research. Anybody else done with that research? And be willing to find out how amazing you are. That when you don't think you can make it through, the likelihood is that maybe a conditioning. It may be that you don't have some tools that you can find out about that are available. Have a willingness to let go of who you thought you were and were conditioned to think you were, which can sometimes be, I don't think I can make it through this. But the answer is, there was a wonderful, wonderful phrase I saw that said, on particularly rough days, I like to remind myself that my track record of getting through bad days at the moment is 100%. And for anybody listening, our track record is 100%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That, and to really honor where you're at and to really get support, really learn lessons, learn, am I really inviting people that really support me? Or am I inviting people into my life that keep tearing me down, which I obviously learned to do a long time ago. And I certainly did that for quite a long time. And even to start looking in the mirror, which can be challenging, and look in the mirror and you know, you're a value. I love you. You're more amazing than you know. You're worth it. And get your feet on the ground. And I've got snow outside, so I wouldn't recommend it when there's snow on the ground. But get your feet outside and put it on the earth. Go hug a tree, seriously. And just be okay to breathe. I will give this little... There's a lot of different things when your nervous system is thrown out of whack. And that can be with, I've had a lot of challenges with sensory sensitivity. So I can relate to anybody that has sensory sensitivities, which sometimes be somewhere in the autistic scale, but mine's a little different, but I understand it. And ways that you can, a couple things that I can give to help you with your nervous system are, check and see whether your tongue is resting gently behind the top teeth or whether it's on the bottom of your mouth or somewhere in between. And when we scream, our tongue goes to the bottom of our mouth. Ah! And when we have our circuits in continual connection, when we're not talking, the tongue will rest gently behind the top teeth. And so I invite you to just play with that gently and see how you feel different and if one way feels better than another. Another thing you can do is people talk about deep breathing, and I just think if you breathe feeling of expanding into your hips, they talk about expanding your belly, but I find it works even a little better so far. Expand into your hips. And you breathe in for a slow count of three and pause. And then breathe out through your mouth. You breathe in through your nose to a slow count of three and pause. And then breathe out through your mouth to a slow count of five and pause. And repeat and breathe in through your nose to a slow count of three and pause. And breathe out through your mouth to a slow count of five and pause. And you do that gently. I don't know. You listen to your body. You likely will begin to relax. And then you can expand it if you wish. When you breathe out for a two counts longer than you breathe in, with a gentle pause in between inhale and exhale, it helps rebalance your nervous system. And there's many more other things that I can help clients with, but that hopefully can give your listeners a couple things that they can play. Well, several things. Looking in the mirror and, even make silly faces at yourself in the mirror if you need to start with. Or peek around the corner and go boo if you want. But then find out that you're okay and the mirror's okay, and you can start by going, I like you, or whatever works. So hopefully those can be of a little bit of assistance.
Yes, that was good, because I just did that while you said to do the breathing, and it did feel good. It made me feel more relaxed and also more centered, so thank you. Okay, so you told me to remind you, and I'm reminding you about living our purpose.
Okay, so I found growing up that a lot of us think we need to know our purpose in order to get out there and live it. But I've also found, though, amazingly so, is that if we just go out and really listen and do and become what we're drawn to do and really get proactively involved in the world, it will actually help us, give us feedback on our purpose.
Okay.
That really you're called to get out there. And right now we need all of us to get out there. We got to get out there. We've got to, I even made a call. I used Ziploc plastic bags in one of my business, and I feel badly about it. And I'm going, is there any hemp plastic Ziploc bags yet? And I started making calls. And I may have found a company that might well be doing that in a few months. And I'm going to keep track of it and check into it more. But we all need to be out there. And oftentimes when we're trying to figure out what our purpose is, oftentimes a lot of it may be in our head. And a lot of the knowing, or what I call whole body knowing, is where we really get an experience of purpose. And we won't get that while we're in our head. That when
right.
we're proactively involved in getting out there in the world and doing things that where we're making a difference and we feel good about it, we will get understandings or whole body knowings that we couldn't have had otherwise. And we will begin to come to know more and more, that's what it feels like. And you may not be able to put words to it right away, because you can't think about an experience that you haven't had yet, right? Because an experience is a whole body thing. It's a whole body knowing. So you can't think about an experience you haven't had yet, which may be the problem of trying to figure out your purpose before you go out and live your life. And you can't
right.
think about an experience and have it at the same time. So by going out and really getting involved, and it doesn't mean you don't take time and you don't take time to walk and peruse and ponder and meditate and whatever, write, read. It doesn't mean you don't take time for that as well. But you also get out there and become involved in the world and make a difference in the world and connect with the world and let it connect with you in ways that feel really wonderful. And you will begin to get a greater and greater sense of who you are and why you're here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so true, Kim, that it's, you know, a lot of things are in our heads when, in fact, we have to go out and live in the world and experience before we know exactly what, you know, what is our sweet spot, so to speak.
And then you may have a few of them.
Right.
You may have a few sweet spots.
Right. Okay, so we've been talking to Kim Conrad. She is an author, a visionary, a speaker, and somewhat of a healer as well. And you can find her at kimconrad.com. We've been talking, and she's been reading passages from her book, Vice Versa Verse. And as she mentioned earlier, if you weren't here earlier, she said that if you order the book from her website, which is kimconrad.com, she will personally inscribe it to you. And as I said earlier, she did this for me, and it was like a reading for me. And it was so right on and just absolutely perfect. So she will do that if you order from her website. And Kim, I so much appreciate you coming on. The first time I talked to Kim, which was like, I guess about a month and a half ago or so, we found out we have the same birthday, which I was thrilled
right.
because she's a genius. So it's just wonderful to have you as a new friend. And I so much admire you and all of your messages. They're just incredible. So you guys visit kimconrad.com and see everything she has to offer and certainly order her book. You won't be sorry, trust me. This is like a must for those looking for the truth, for messages for our heart and soul, and just so much more. So thank you again, Kim, for being here. And thanks everyone for listening tonight. I really, really appreciate it. And Kim, take care. And if there's anything else you'd like to close with, please do.
Okay. Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to you. It was very exciting to connect and have our initial conversation. And yes, same birthday. It was like, oh my God. And thank you to all of your listeners and those that will listen. And I guess to just review a little bit that kimconrad.com, which you gratefully said, that my soft cover book, if you like a book to put in your hands, and the ebook links are on the website, kimconrad.com. If you want the soft cover book and you happen to live in the continental United States, then please order it through my website and email me afterward, and we'll set up a little rendezvous phone time, and I'll sign the book for you. If you live outside the continental United States and you would like a book to put in your hands, then please order it through Amazon.com. You can also like my Facebook page if you would like other you know, posts that I do at facebook.com/KimConradVisionary. On my website, you can sign up for my email list. I don't share your info, and I send out a newsletter once every 4 to 6 weeks, so it's not in your inbox all the time. And then for any of you that are, if what I've shared tonight resonates with you, if you are looking for someone for coaching, I love helping people make a difference in their lives. And if you want to explore that, let me know, and I'm happy to do that in a brief, you know, 15, 20 minute, there's no charge for that, call to explore what's possible for us to do together. And thank you again so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so I'll see you guys next time. I don't know when the next show is going to be, but I'll certainly let you know on Facebook and other places. And you guys take care and love one another as we are meant to do. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Shoulder that I can cry on.